The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776.
Do you remember when Johnny Football tried to convince us that he just sat there for hours signing thousands and thousands of autographs just for free?
I don't know, I'm like, Fred Fowler?
There's zero chance
Fred
anyone would do this.
Fowler?
Especially if you were like an actual famous person.
Fred.
There's no way you would want to sit around signing autographs all day.
All right, there's another stack done.
Just out of the goodness of your heart. No one's got time for that.
How many are left in there?
These are, I don't know. I'm not signed. I'm going to sign these and those, and then I'm done.
Okay, because those are the ones I already did, right?
You've already done these.
Okay, well, here's another one that I've already done.
Yeah, and when I finish that, that's all I'm doing. So you can sign as many as you want, but they're going to be only half the Blitz. I won't be involved with any more.
Okay. I don't mind doing
it. Whoever gets the cards with my name on it, that's a select batch.
Can I ask for one favor? Can I just ask for one favor from
me?
No, not from you. Just
yes.
From the people who work here.
Of course, then.
A little bit of warning on stuff. I don't mind. I'll do anything you ask me to do. I don't complain.
You are way better about this stuff than I am.
And like signing this stuff, if I'd known before 3:08 when I'm in the truck on the way, where, you know, if they'd said, hey, we need you to do this. If I get it at noon, then I come in at 2:30 and just knock it out before the show. No problem, right? All you got to do is ask. It's like this video that's now on our website where we're talking about the tickets we're auctioning off for charity.
Right. Did you record that today?
Yes.
On 2 minutes' notice?
I haven't shaved. I look, because Tuesday's kind of my, you know, it's kind of my domestic day. You know, I go for a long run in the morning and then I do stuff like wash clothes and crap like that, right? That's just, you know, human stuff.
Aren't you married?
Dude, she works a lot harder than I do.
Ugh.
She's got a real day job now.
What's the point?
She's all important.
What's the point of having a wife if they don't take care of your stuff?
To make a whole bunch of money.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess I've made that trade-off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you got kids. You got to deal with all that crap. We don't. I want her to just keep moving up the ladder and making more and more money so I can retire even sooner.
Good call.
But no, I'm not shaved. I look like I'm 70, which that's why I can't grow a beard. I've tried to, but I look homeless. It's just there's too much gray. It just doesn't work for my face. I look stupid.
Right.
So it's my own fault for not shaving, which I will do now when I get home because I'm embarrassed. But I look like I'm 75 years old in that freaking video because nobody warned me. I did it. I smiled and yes, sir, I'll take care of it. No problem. Whatever you need. But is a little warning too much to ask for? Just a little bit.
That's the great thing about. And anytime, you know, you work with like us where they can ask either of us to do something, I've established long ago.
You know they're not asking
that
you.
If they ask me to do something like that, I'm probably going to say no. And I'm probably going to be a total a-hole to them. So they just don't ask me anymore. It's so nice. You should have figured this out long
ago. I know, but it's you know, when they ask me.
I guess one of us has to be the jerk and one of us has to actually do some stuff. I'm just glad that I picked the right role.
Well, yeah, it works, but. I mean, I'll help you, no problem. And then I'm realizing, oh bleep, I'm gonna be on a video. It's on our page. This is like when John took the picture of us with Sage. You know, it's like, okay, maybe I should have not worn a shirt that had shrunk on me and I look ridiculous in. You know, that's my own fault. But I don't want to start having to come in here every day and not be comfortable.
Right.
I don't want to start wearing like every now and then when I have meetings and stuff, I will wear nice clothes and dress up and do that kind of stuff. But You know what? Some days, especially on a Tuesday, I like to come in and not shave, just sort of relax, do the show.
You don't look that bad in the video.
No, I look 70, man.
No, you don't.
My God.
Yeah, you're.
No, you I look like your, I'm about to die.
You are your worst critic.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of vain. That's the other thing.
No,
I admit
fine.
That.
You just look like you came from a workout.
Well, I did.
The shirt looks nice.
Oh, thank you. I do like the shirt. This is pretty cool. But this was the one positive from my 14-hour stay in the airport in Las Vegas was I walked by the golf shop and said, hey, that looks cool. I'm buying that.
Good call.
Plus,
you had a lot of winnings to spend.
Yeah, I did. And, yeah, I didn't want to go home with all that cash. I wanted to leave a little bit there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, the cool thing about it is we're auctioning off these tickets to the Peach Bowl. And Chase says it's called being voluntold to do something. My boss does it to me all the time. Yeah, I had no problem doing that stuff. I just would like a little warning because then I would have actually shaved and then, you know, maybe I'd have worn a UH hat instead of my ESPN hat because, you know, it's for Peach Bowl tickets. That's all. Just anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Here's an interesting question from Matt. What would be your dream spot to retire to? It depends. Like if I retire in 3 years, I'd want to retire to Colorado so I could just sit there and smoke weed until I'm 70.
Yeah.
But if I'm like in my 60s when I retire, well, I've actually already got it planned out. We're going to buy a place in Saskatchewan to spend the summers, and we're going to have a place in Galveston for the winters.
All right.
So that's pretty much going
to
be it.
I haven't even begun to think about retirement.
I hadn't either. I never even
considered. I'm in my prime,
Fred. Well, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Because you're young enough where you don't need to worry about it. But when that number clicked to 5 in front of my age.
Yeah, you're going to die pretty soon.
Yeah.
You need to start thinking about how to spend out your last years.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when we actually started talking about it. Like, wow, this sucks. I have to think about these things now. Because realistically, I'm only working for between, well, minimum 3 more years, maximum 15. And then I'm going to have to do something in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to play senior poker tour is what I'm going to do.
It's a good idea.
But anyway, I'm not ready to think about that crap yet.
By the way, LeGarrette Blount out for the season with a hip injury.
Ooh.
It's a big blow.
That's
the bull back for the Patriots. So they're down to Brandon Bolden and James White at running back. Again, we've seen the Patriots get by with less at running back. It seems like as long as Tom Brady's there, they can make something happen with everything else.
Yeah.
And especially as long as Tom Brady and Gronk are there. But, I mean, eventually you have to think that this is going to catch up with them, you know? The problem is in the AFC, who's the team that you're sure is better than them?
Well, we talked about all the quarterback problems yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you lose LeGarrette Blount, but the Bengals now are down to a backup quarterback. The Broncos are on a backup quarterback.
We shouldn't say that the Chiefs or the Jets have quarterback problems because these are the guys who have gotten them where they are. I think the Chiefs and Jets are happy with their quarterbacks. They're just not guys that we would have expected to be, you know, naming when we went through the play, especially at the top of the AFC playoff list. I mean, Alex Smith has done a really fantastic job this year for, you know, based on what they've asked him to do. And I hate to call people game managers, but
well, that's what he is.
He's a guy who doesn't turn the ball over, but they don't ask him to. They don't ask him to chuck the ball around.
You know, they play the way the Texans try to play. At least that's what they've been doing during this winning streak. Play great defense. Don't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
it's that simple. And Alex Smith does a very good job of extending plays with his legs. And that's the team I would be worried about. And I still think the Steelers are going to be heard from when it's all said and done. If they're healthy, if Big Ben's healthy with the weapons he has, that's a team that can score on anybody. But in the end, if the Patriots have Edelman and Gronkowski and Brady, it really doesn't matter who they have at running back because they'll find a way to make that offense work. And having Gronk is more important. And as good as Blount's been, they'll find somebody. They've already signed Monty Ball. I mean, Monty Ball's a dog, but they'll find some way to make him useful.
Right. Lamont goes back to last segment. For the life of me, when the media says all these players don't want to play with Harden, who are y'all talking about? Who are all these free agents we've had come in and visit since Harden's been here? Bosch, Melo, both left for more money. Not trying to be an ass, but everyone says this with no names attached. That's because, I don't have any evidence of this. That's just my if I were an NBA free agent, I would have no interest in playing here. I wouldn't. So I can't I mean, I haven't talked to Carmelo Anthony or Chris Bosh to know that for a fact. This is just me. It's my conjecture is that if I were a big-time free agent, there's a lot of places I'd rather be than on a floor with James Harden, trying to share the basketball with James Harden. Because when you play with James Harden, it's the James Harden show. Unless you literally force him into a sixth man role like they did in Oklahoma City. And they say, listen, you're the third best player on this team. You're not going to touch the ball that much. But here, there's no way to tell him that. Oklahoma City.
But basically, you're just speculating, though. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that for a fact.
You haven't talked to Kevin Durant about whether or not you play with him or something like that.
But I just can't. I can't picture why Kevin Durant would want to play with James Harden.
But that's an opinion you've had for a couple years now. It's not anything new. So it's not like you're reporting it.
No. Well, yeah, that's just my opinion, my guess.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
All right, got to tell you guys about dirt-free cleaning. The holidays are right around the corner. You probably got people coming over to the house, and you want to host with confidence. Great way to do that, have your floors looking clean. Put your trust in dirt-free interior cleaning, Houston's leading home cleaning experts. Listen, these guys, they've done the job right for a long time. I got my house done by them in Austin. I got my house done here, and it makes the floors look like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They don't use soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray, along with super water and truck-powered equipment that can clean any surface, and that's what really sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back like they do with the other guys. And it's not just carpet. They'll do tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble. They'll do the interior of your car if that's what you want them to do, and they'll do it with that unique patented technology. Sunday service is now available, and right now, if you call, you want to get a free room cleaned and a free speed dry, all you got to do is donate a new toy for Toys for Tots. 'Tis the season for giving in a clean home, and a clean home always begins with a light, brand-new look and feel of clean carpets. Call 281-347-8373. It's 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I felt like I was making progress on those things.
I'm done. And my progress is made, my man.
And then I went and saw this stack, which is bigger than the one that we've already signed. But I'm rolling right along. Fred Fowler.
You're working.
Fred.
I don't have time for that.
Fowler.
I've done enough.
Anyway, let's grab a quick phone call or two, and then I want to get into to Fargo this segment. We'll try Joey. He's been on hold for a while. What's up, Joey?
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, I had a quick kind of general gambling question. You know, we talk a lot about evaluating decisions and not outcomes. I guess I was looking at, you know, some games recently that maybe I've had losing bets on where, like, I'm looking at, like, losing the under 39.5 at Alabama against Florida, where Florida had, like, a, you know, punt return touchdown and also had a punt block for a safety, which, you know, could be looked at as a difference. And things like Michigan State failing to cover 3.5 against Iowa when Iowa's offense is doing something out of character, throwing an 85-yard touchdown pass.
Right.
And then I guess other situation being where Georgia Southern's a 3-touchdown favorite at home and loses by 4 touchdowns to Georgia State.
Yeah.
I guess how many of those do you look at as, you know, those are maybe just bad beats, or when do you look at those and say, maybe I made a bad decision, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I mean, listen, when your three touchdown favorite loses by 4 touchdowns to a horrible team, and I was on that as well. that's a bad decision.
Yeah,
you can't justify that. I you know, and that's why I feel bad. Like, and listen, I share a lot of my picks on Twitter, and every once in a while somebody will be like, hey, man, thanks for making me some dough.
But man, the ones like that where you're just way off, I hate that.
I know. I mean, I can't. It's not like I can justify it, and I'm not gonna, you know, tweet out all the numbers that I pour through to make that decision on that handicap. It's just I was wrong. You know, that happens, and so you have to kind of own those. But I mean, there are games where you feel like, and I think you and I have talked about this a lot with the Giants in particular. There are things that happen that you're like, okay, well, that would happen 1 out of 100 times. And you feel like you still made the right decision. It just didn't pay off. And, you know, making the sharp bet doesn't always pay. You know, and sometimes making a donkey bet does pay, and vice versa.
Yeah, the importance is to know the difference between the two and avoid making the donkey bets and make more of the good bets. Perfect
percentages is what it's about.
Yeah, you know? The perfect example was the, you know, we're talking about the Grey Cup, and I was all over Edmonton at -6.5. They wound up winning by 6, and I wasn't wrong. They were clearly the better team. They got in a hole. There was a missed field goal and a bunch of stupid stuff that happened that cost me that half point. I wasn't wrong about the game, but I didn't win.
Right.
Now, I've had a lot where I was wrong about how things played out, and I won the bet. Well, I'm not going to get on those and say, oh, well, that was the right decision. No, it wasn't the right decision. It worked out. And, well, good example is the Packers game where they got the Hail Mary. I was on the Packers that game. I was wrong. That was a fluke.
Yeah.
That was not the right play. And to your Michigan State play, they haven't really beaten teams that much all year.
That's a bad decision.
Yeah, the under on Alabama in Florida, no, that wasn't a bad decision.
That was not a bad decision.
That was a solid bet that just didn't work out. And that's what you have to go back and look at them in context with everything else you do. And go back and look at Michigan State and how often they covered this year. And you'll find out that, okay, maybe that was one I should have stayed away from. Hope that helps. Great audiobook that has a lot of these details on it called I will just throw this out there. It's go to podcastarena.com. $12.99. If you want to get it for someone as a gift, then we have a gift card option on there now. Christmas is getting close, and if you haven't bought something for somebody, they will love you to death because a lot of the stuff we just talked about is on there. Let's get Cynthia on, and then we'll talk some Fargo. What's up, Cynthia?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick questions. One, is it your opinion that if Harden scored less, we'd win more? And the other is Durant. He seems to need a guy like Westbrook or Harden. He doesn't seem to command the ball. I'll hang up and listen.
First of all, I think Westbrook and Harden are completely different players. I mean, I think that Westbrook and Kevin Durant have developed a certain chemistry, and Westbrook is willing to...
To be fair, they have problems too sometimes, man.
They do.
They both are ball-dominant guys.
It happens a lot when, and we've seen this before, when one is out and they've both been injured at times, which is a nice thing for Oklahoma City to have another guy who can just completely take over when one of their guys is injured. But when the guy who's injured comes back, you see it for a while. It takes some time to get used to actually sharing the ball. The difference is the entire offense here runs through James Harden. The entire offense. There's no plays that don't go through James Harden. And, you know, I don't know if that's it's not the worst thing in the world. And I'm not saying that if he scored less, they'd be better. I just think if they were more versatile offensively, they'd be better.
Well, who else is going to score if he doesn't? That's the problem. Yeah. They don't have anybody else on that team.
And whatever Dwight Howard thinks, and I know Dwight Howard thinks that he should have a bigger role on the offensive end, I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't think he's a good offensive player.
Well, you know what he's good at?
He's good within about a foot of the basket.
He's good at pick and roll, but he doesn't like doing it. He likes posting up, which he's not good at. And if you could get him to do
the worst thing that ever happened was when they started having him work with Hakeem.
Yeah.
Because then he thought that he could do that stuff, and he just can't. Okay.
Nobody could. I mean, Hakeem was just an incredible post-up offensive player. There's just not, you know, that's not Dwight. That's not anybody.
No.
And nobody can do that dream shake and all those things that he used to do around the basket and travel the way he did, just like Jordan did. All right,
I'm not arguing it.
No, he got away with an extra step every time, just like they all do now, though. I mean, now the 3 or 4 steps is okay. There's no such thing as traveling in the NBA anymore. All right, let's talk about Fargo because I we hit on this a little bit in the first hour. I still hate the flying saucer thing.
Okay. I do too.
And that is the one thing that I cannot get over. But I thought the last episode was fantastic in terms of it was perfect Coen Brothers. Nobody gets what they want. Nobody gets what they deserve in the end. Yeah, the poor Ed probably didn't deserve to die, but he got it. It should have been his wife.
Who didn't?
And
although it looks like she went to prison.
Oh, misempowerment's going to jail.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Even though she is fully actualized.
Yeah, she's fully actualized, and I'm sure she'll be like cell queen or something.
Yeah.
But and poor Bokeem Woodbine's character, who thinks he's about to be king and own the whole Gerhardt Ranch, goes back to Kansas City and has to work in a cubicle.
Yep.
And it's such a perfect ending. And there were so many things on so many levels going on with gender identification issues and roles and things like that. And the whole, and her being kind of the centralized figure with the actualization, everybody goes through a transition to become something else. And I think in the end, it was really about her and it was about Hansi. And then the way they tied it to the first episode.
That's what I was going to say. I think that we talked about this all season long that, you don't have to. The seasons are separate. You didn't have to watch one to watch the other. And then in the last episode, they basically said, "Oh, yeah, you should have watched season one. These are connected.
They are
because
although
you thought, man, it's like 30 years difference. You know, how could they possibly be connected? But then it turns out all the characters from season one, we were watching them in season two and didn't even know it.
Yeah, and I think that was the coolest thing, and you didn't have to watch the first one to appreciate it.
It made the last episode, it made the finale.
It made the last episode really enjoyable because you just kept looking at it going, holy bleep. And I think the best one, and I didn't get it at first until I read the reviews, was that Hansi goes on to be the mobster in the first
Mr.
one.
Mr. Tripoli,
which I didn't snap to at the time, but then the deaf kid playing baseball winds up being the deaf kid in the first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and obviously when he goes, they're being bullied and he goes and you know, from there on creates that whole relationship. I just thought that was fantastic. The dream that the wife had where you realize, oh, the daughter goes on to be the fat chick from
Molly.
Season one. Yeah. And the
plus, I don't think she was fat. I think she was robust.
She was big boned.
Yeah.
Very big boned. But regardless, I mean, she did a great job acting. But the other cool part about it was now I understand when they were making all these references to Sioux Falls in the first one, where the father cop, there were two or three times when he just mentioned something about Sioux Falls and looked horrified, and everybody looked at him and knowingly, and that was it. And there was no reference to it. Well, now we know what the reference was to. And I just thought it was fantastic. It was so much stuff happening on so many levels. And what I liked was that they didn't freaking spoon feed it to us like we were children. And that's been my biggest
Yeah, it's a show that you had to be smart to really get it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it makes you think. That's one of the reasons why I really appreciate some of the good BBC shows like Sherlock and Luther. They make you think and figure it out. They don't give it to you. And then in the end you go, oh, wow, this all makes sense. And it's like the end of Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have to look at it a certain way. And then when you see it, it's like, holy bleep, this is awesome. And I have to say, extremely happy with the way it finished.
And I'm with you.
That my only beef is going to be the flying saucer. And that you're right, that's a hairy third nipple. And I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But listen, I don't want to say that it was a bad season because of that.
And I can't say enough about the acting. I mean, top to bottom. Ted Danson, this might wind up being his Pulp Fiction. I could see him launching into a bunch more stuff now. I mean, he was incredible. Bokeem Woodbine, I hope this gets his career to take off. And, I mean, really, all of them. That was just incredible. I loved it. All right. Well, before we go to break, though, I got to tell you about something. It's a time of giving, right? It's that time of year. Well, how about you give away that vehicle sitting in your yard or in your garage? You're not driving anymore. Maybe it's been sitting there parked for 6 months. You're trying to figure out what to do with it. You're not giving it. You're donating it because that's what you do with Houston Cars for Kids, and it goes to Houston Can Academy. So here's how it works. It's very simple. And a lot of blitzers have donated their vehicles, and they've all told me the same thing. Man, it's so easy. They come and tow it free of charge. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, if you're in Beaumont, you're even in Lake Charles, they'll come over and tow your vehicle free of charge. They'll take care of all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a $50 Visa gift card for free. It's just their way of saying thank you. Now, here's what happens when you donate those vehicles. They take the money from them, and they help the kids at Houston Can Academies. And I used to hear these commercials where they'd say, right off the card, not the kid. And I had no idea what they were talking about until I went out there and visited. And I got to tell you, man, this place does great things. They give kids a second chance. Kids who dropped out for a lot of reasons, they get them back in school, get them back on the right path, give them everything they need to succeed, work around their schedules, and change lives. And there's not a cooler thing in the world than to see a kid get a second chance and wind up graduating, go on to do great things that would never have happened if not for you donating your vehicle to help out Houston Can Academies. They help them with all kinds of stuff, whether they need a meal, whether they need transportation, glasses, whatever. That's what they do with your donation, and your donation is basically the vehicle you're not even using anymore. All you have to do is pick up the phone. And guys, trust me, these are great kids that just need another chance, and you can help them do it. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online at HoustonCarsForKids.com, and remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But right now, that music means it's time for our good buddy Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, king himself. Jerome, I'm guessing you weren't on Fargo. You should have been.
I watched the first season, enjoyed it thoroughly. I have this season recorded, haven't got to watch it. Thanks.
Well,
thanks a lot.
You'll love it because one of the main characters is black. So.
Oh well, yeah. Yeah. Jerome will definitely.
Oh, when they got a little color in there, you know, I'm all for that. As I saw on a bad joke this morning, I'm so pro black. I don't even pick the white cotton out of an aspirin bottle.
Oh boy. So what's going on,
I
man?
I told you it was a bad joke.
It is a bad joke.
That is bad.
Shame.
Yeah. Oh man. Y'all gonna run me, aren't you?
Probably, yeah. But you know what, it's that time of year. We're getting close to the end of the year, so we pretty much have to find some reason to cut you off, right?
Yeah, everybody's a little loopy. Well, we can go back to earlier in the year. You know, they got him today. They got, you know, Don Corleone got, you know, talk today. Now they got to get the two kids, Tessio and Clemenza, right, Fred?
Boy, we're all over the
San
place.
San Antonio.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Oh man! So hey, this Dwight Howard thing. Let's jump on this for a minute since AJ's already pissed everybody off. What do you think it's time to move on from him? If you can get the kind of haul that people are talking about.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any question you do that, and I don't think there's any question. If I'm Dwight, I'd be looking to move on at the end of this season anyway. You can see at this point in his career, he should have one simple goal. He's made a whole lot of money. He's going to continue making money until he retires.
Because he's tall.
You know, you don't have to worry about that. But his simple goal should be to do anything that he can do to get his butt onto a team that can win a championship. And at this point in his career, it's probably been that way for a long time anyway. But certainly at this point in his career, the only way he can do that is to get on a team with three or four better players than he has on the team with the Rockets. And he needs to be about the fifth or sixth best player when all of the guys above him are really, really good and good leaders and quality sharp shooters, and they play smart basketball. You know, like, say if he signs with Cleveland in the offseason where he's an afterthought on the team and he's just out there just to be on, running up and down the court with everybody and wins the championship, he will have little to do with winning it, but he'll still get a ring.
How did this team go from Western Conference Finals to coach fired and one of the star players getting traded in this short of a time?
It's a little tricky, and there's probably a lot of answer to that. But the short answer is the best player last year came in after an off season with the Team USA, ready to prove he was the best player in the world. And he did everything he could to do that. He came in this year off an off season of, you know, canoodling with a Kardashian and signing a lifetime kind of contract that would make anybody hard to not think that they're get a little full of themselves with the Adidas. And he came into camp with the worst thing a player of his ability could come into camp with, out of shape. It's inexcusable and unforgivable, and that's the start of what happened with the Rockets. And, you know, you make a couple of moves, and you change some guys around. You don't bring back a Josh Smith, and not that you should have for the, you know, what he was going to make, but he was a lot more important to this team than people realize. And, yeah, he was, like, walking on a tightrope with him all the time, but maybe that's the better answer. The whole team was walking on a tightrope to do what they did last year, and maybe we weren't sold a bill of goods, but you were like, wow, this team was kind of close. Well, maybe they weren't as close as we thought.
So are you super pumped for the possible T.J. Yates-Charlie Whitehurst matchup on Sunday?
Oh, I put it like this. I'm going to write about it. If you're a Texans fan, you should be thrilled, because Charlie Whitehurst is in the Dan Orlovsky zone of when he starts games, his teams lose.
Wait, didn't Dan Orlovsky beat the Texans?
Well, yeah, but hold on now.
You got me.
And that's another good reason, too. T.J. Yates has come the closest to beating the Colts of any Texans quarterback.
That's
he,
true.
He put the team in the lead with 2 minutes to go in Indianapolis, and the defense blew it for him. And Whitehurst, it started, I don't have it in front of me, but I think he started like 10 games in his career. His team has never scored over 17 points. Oh, if it doesn't happen this week, it'll never happen. So, yeah, Texas fans should be excited. Me, fortunately, I'm not going to the game, so I'll have my remote control in full effect.
Yeah, well, you said something interesting in your column, I think, on Monday, that the Texans at least are getting back in their weight class here. And I kind of used a horse racing analogy as the same thing. What do you think is going to happen here? They can play with these guys. They just were in over their head. I mean, the Patriots are better than they are.
Yeah, no question. And that's, I mean, it really is back in their weight class. So clearly, the way Indianapolis has been playing, and the way they played so poorly against Jacksonville, I mean, the Texans should be embarrassed if they don't go up there and win this game. I don't care if who starts at quarterback for him. And that's kind of the thing. It's this defense that the Texans should go back to playing a little bit more like they did in that four-game winning streak than they've done in the last two games, because they're back to playing a bad team. And Indianapolis has looked like a bad team. And I think people are past that. Oh, well, you want to keep Hasselbeck out there. I wouldn't bring Andrew Luck back if I didn't have to. No, and that's pretty much the same thing in Denver, too. No, you don't want to put Peyton Manning back out there. You want to keep this. Why do people have such stupid thoughts about players like Luck and Manning? You always go back to those kind of guys.
Well, and you should be happy that you had a backup that won you a few games. I mean, that's what you're looking for, right?
Exactly, and that's the thing, too. Your backup, if he wins you a couple of games, that you couldn't ask for any more than that. And to think that he'd be able to stay out there and win you six or eight games is ridiculous. That if he could do that, he'd be starting somewhere else, not a backup for you.
I'm going to date myself. It's the Cody Carlson factor with the Oilers. You know, you don't need Warren Moon because you got Cody Carlson.
You got Cody Carlson. And I always have fun with my man Oliver Luck on the same kind of thing. They were clamoring for him at one point. And what was my man? Oh, Bucky Richardson, too. We've had a whole lot of clamoring for people who can't play to get out there and play here in the city of Houston. But a lot of that has to do with the city hasn't won anything. So there are people, I guarantee you, there are people who are like, this TJ Yates. I'm telling you.
Oh,
he's
God,
pretty
yes.
Good.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
We've had a few calls. Why don't you just stick with TJ Yates? Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you play him when you have to. And, you know, and I do think TJ didn't get much respect that year coming out of what he had done, especially when Matt Schaub just fell off the planet Earth. And to give TJ part of a game against the Rams and he makes a bad play or two, and the next week all of a sudden Case Keenum is starting, that's ridiculous. If Case Keenum was that good, he would have been the number two guy and won the number two job. So that was a weird, really curious move by Gary Kubiak at that time. And it's not, you know, too unlike how Bill O'Brien handled his quarterback situation. It's amazing that head coaches, you know, who are this accomplished and been around and should know better, mishandle their quarterback situation. But I guess they just get confused when they don't have a really good one. They don't know what to do.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, joins us every week. And, Jerome, look forward to talking to you next week, my friend. Good stuff.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
All righty. Okay, we need to take a quick break. We come back, we'll squeeze on Jason's phone call, and we'll get in a gym of the day. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
In my cubicle, where I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get
this is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. It's our last toy drop of the year. Join us at Neighbors Emergency Center Saturday. We'll be at the location in Bel Air on South Rice from 2 until 4. We'll take donations of unwrapped, unopened toys for the Toys for Tots drive. While you're there, make sure to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey. Help us bring joy to all Houston Tots this year, because what does it more than a Dwight Howard jersey?
Well, that's going
to be a collector's item, maybe.
Yeah, that could be.
You better grab it while you can.
Could be a limited edition.
Bring some
going forward.
Bring some unopened, unwrapped toys. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call, and then we'll do gym of the day. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys. Sports. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go, man.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Fargo. What I really liked about this season was the extra level of nuance and the amount of red herrings. Like the UFO in the first episode, we thought it was that silver balloon, you know, and some of the other things that just, there was a lot of little red herrings and levels of nuance. And I will have to say, I think I enjoyed this season more than last season because of the music and the way it was shot. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that, because I think that kind of throwback style and the way it was shot was a lot more enjoyable than, say, the first season. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it was different the way it was shot because it was, I mean, it was looked, had the more vintage look to it. I'll say it again and again. Without that, how many episodes were there? 10?
I think so.
Okay. Without episode 9, really, without the last 15 minutes of episode 9, there's nothing I didn't like about the season.
No,
I thought it was damn near perfect television.
And I would have loved, the only thing about that I would have loved is, and by the way, cinematography was fantastic.
Perfect.
Especially last night. I thought there was so many, with the split screens that they did at times. I mean, and when they're playing War Pigs in the beginning, just a perfect use of music. It worked on so many levels. I just wish the lights had not been an actual UFO. It reminded me a lot of the fish from the first one, the kind of unexplained fish. But there were explanations for that. There's not an explanation for an actual UFO. Just give me lights. Give me something that we don't know what it is. And that would have made it okay. But, I mean, that's – what are you going to do? Hey, we got to give something away real quick, and then we'll do the gym of the day. ESPN 97.5 steps up as your secret Santa for the holidays. Win the Christmas sports stocking, keep it for yourself, or re-gift it and be done with your shopping. $50 gift card to Grand Lux Cafe, $50 gift certificate to Top Brass Military and Tactical, an ESPN 97.5 aging barrel from DeepSouthBarrels.com, two tickets to see Cirque du Soleil Truck in Toyota Center, February 11th through the 14th, your choice of show, $25 gift card to Tin Roof Barbecue, $25 gift card to Star Sports Bar, and $25 gift card to Pier 61 Seafood. All for caller number 25. Congratulations. Your shopping is done. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one's kind of an entire city in North Carolina. And somebody sent me this yesterday, but I had, you know, I had a really good one yesterday that I didn't want to replace. So basically, this town is, there's a lot of solar powered farms around there. And in Woodland, North Carolina. And there's people that are kind of fighting these because, you know, obviously we don't want solar power or any kind of clean energy. But the problem is North Carolina has one resident. This town, Woodland, North Carolina, has one resident that the reason they're objecting to the solar farm.
I saw this.
First, residents voiced fears it would cause cancer, stop plants from growing, and yes, suck up all the energy from the sun.
Yeah.
Okay, really? You're going to
You know the sun is going to, it could possibly run out.
Yeah, do you not realize how many years ago that power actually took off from the sun? How long that would... Yeah.
Listen, we don't want to soak it all up. That's a limited resource. It's not it's not like clean water or you know, gas or oil where we've got an unlimited supply.
Right.
It's the sun. There's only so much to go around. That thing...
Yeah, because... Yeah, the sun, much like oil.
The leading cause of global warming, by the way.
Yeah, it's the sun.
Is the sun.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. The leading cause, for sure.
Well, the sun is a lot like oil, AJ. There's only so much of it out there, and at some point it's going to run out.
Yeah.
And it ruins the environment.
That's like the one thing that I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I've got little kids. And I often think about, like, I wonder what it's going to be like for them. Like, what are their cars going to run off of? Or what happens when this world runs out of oil or we chop down all the trees?
It's going to be like Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff I think about. I don't know why, but sometimes I think about that. The one thing I never think about is, like, what if the sun runs out of juice? No. It's never crossed my mind.
John, can you book Neil deGrasse Tyson? Because I want to ask him that. How long it would take before
the sun runs out of juice?
Because if the sun blew up today, wouldn't we still be getting sunlight for years and years before it actually?
I don't know how long it would be exactly.
I don't know either. Time, I don't know either. That's why. All right, can you make that happen, Neil deGrasse Tyson? John,
I can't guarantee you anything since he's a big star.
He's a big star, but he also seems to be kind of friendly.
That's true.
I think he'd like coming on. Double Down says that town needs to stop listening to Sheryl Crow songs. Hey, I got to let you guys know, Jesse Murillo is the winner of our Flash Arrow $500 gift card.
Awesome.
So congratulations, Jesse. And there you go. You're set, man.
$500?
$500.
To what? John, what's the gift card to?
It's actually a Visa gift card for $500.
Damn it.
Man, that's...
I needed that.
Are we not just taking care of the
people? I had something to buy at the Visa store. I really need
it. You know what he should buy with it? He should buy a copy of An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style.
It's
available
right
at podcastarena.com for just $12.99. You still would have plenty of money left on that gift card.
Or you could buy me a $100 gift card with your $500 and then...
Why just you?
Because I'm the one asking. If you want to ask, you can too.
Hmm. Okay. Apparently it says light takes 8 minutes to get to the Earth, so we'd have about 9 minutes from our smart people out there.
Okay, and then what would we do?
Then we'd all die.
Okay. I don't know if it would necessarily be instantaneous.
Well, no, they did. I mean, blitzers. We got a bunch of smart blitzers out there. They don't always call in and stuff, but they says it only takes a few minutes to reach Earth. Okay.
Well,
for some reason, that's why I need Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't know this
stuff.
You know
why you don't need that? Because it's not going to happen.
Okay.
The sun is going to keep going.
Hmm.
We're ruining the planet. That's something different. This thing is a mess.
Yeah.
But the sun. There's nobody there to mess it up.
No. I think these people are right. They're going to suck the power of it. It's going to blow up. And we're all going to die in 8 minutes.
No.
Thank you, North Carolina, for saving us.
I'm sure the same people in that same town, there's some oil company coming around fracking. And they're just like, oh, that's okay. We're going to make money off that.
Hey, that's good business, man. Come on. Don't, some of us might be invested in that kind of stuff.
But you know? Sun, that's pretty limited.
Oh, well.
We got to be careful with that.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, guys. This Christmas, if you're stuck, what can I get for this guy or this lady? I don't know. You know what they're going to like? Brownies. You know why? Everybody likes brownies. It's a proven scientific fact that everyone likes brownies. It's almost like the proven scientific fact that the sun is going to be here tomorrow. This Christmas, give the people on your list a gift of holiday happiness. Chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company. They've got decadent flavors like dark chocolate, buttery maple toffee, and walnut chunk. They're all ridiculously good. I can say this because I've had them at my house. I've eaten them all. Even the maple toffee, that's my favorite, by the way. I wish I would have had more of that, but I didn't. I loved them. My wife loved them. My kids wanted to love them, but I didn't share with them because they're kids. Don't take my word for it. Vermont Brownie's so great it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network in a head-to-head challenge. Surprise and delight your loved ones with the best brownies they'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. It's pure bliss in every bite. To order and save 10%, use the code 3838. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. What are you waiting for? Give a sweet gift for under $20. Use the code 3838 at checkout at VermontBrownie.com. That's VermontBrownie.com. Code 3838 and you'll save 10%. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Hurry up. This offer ends soon. VermontBrownie.com. Promo code 3838.
Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.